This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's World Report for the week being the 10th of July. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. President Trump is in Europe next Friday for the celebrations to mark Bastille Day and to try to forge a relationship with President Macron, the new darling of Europe. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and President Macron will discuss the Trump visit when they meet the day before. They will also be talking about Brexit, EU defense cooperation, and ways to make the EU more accountable. In Trieste on Wednesday, the Italian government hosts a summit to discuss EU expansion into the Western Balkans. 25,000 NATO troops will start military maneuvers in Eastern Europe, and EU leaders Jean-Claude Juncker and Donald Tusk fly to Kiev for talks with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is traveling around Western Europe next week with stopovers in Berlin and Brussels. In Britain, King Philippe VI of Spain and Queen Letizia are on a state visit all next week while Spain and Britain discuss Gibraltar and Brexit. In Northern Ireland on Wednesday, it's time for the annual Orange Day parades, with tensions running high because of the decision of Britain's ruling Conservative Party to seek support in the British Parliament from the Protestant Democratic Unionist Party. Japan hosts a meeting to discuss the Trans-Pacific Partnership after President Trump's withdrawal decision, and the Brazilian Senate votes on a controversial labor reform bill. And finally, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, especially on Sunday in America when it's National Ice Cream Day. Mine is a quadruple scoop of rum and raisin. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's expanded World Analysis for the week beginning the 10th of July. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. President Donald Trump is off to Europe. Again! He will be in France on Friday for the annual Bastille Day celebrations as the special guest of President Emmanuel Macron. The newly elected French leader is working hard at developing a relationship with Trump and projecting himself as the go-to person in Europe. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and President Macron will discuss the Trump visit when they meet the day before. The two leaders will also discuss plans for greater EU defense cooperation and ways to make the EU less bureaucratic and more accountable. In Trieste on Wednesday, the Italian government will host the fourth Western Balkans summit, which will focus on EU enlargement into the Western Balkans. Eastern Europe will be the scene for annual NATO exercises, involving 25,000 troops from 20 countries. The exercises, known as Sabre Guardian 17, will take place in Bulgaria, Romania, and Hungary. On Wednesday and Thursday, the 19th EU-Ukraine summit will be held in Kiev. The agenda of the summit will focus on the conflict in eastern Ukraine and the implementation of the Minsk agreements. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is traveling around Western Europe next week. On Tuesday and Wednesday, he is in Brussels for talks with the EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs, Federica Mogherini, before flying to Berlin to meet his German counterpart, Sigmar Gabriel. In Britain, King Philippe VI of Spain and Queen Letizia make a state visit to the UK on Wednesday through Saturday. The visit comes at a time of increasing Anglo-Spanish tensions over Brexit and the future of Gibraltar. In Northern Ireland on Wednesday, it's time for the annual Orange Day parades. The summer parades are always a cause for concern, but this year more than usual because of the failure of Sinn Féin and the Protestant Democratic Unionist Party to reach a power-sharing agreement, and the decision of Britain's ruling Conservative Party to seek DUP support in the British Parliament. Japan hosts a meeting on Tuesday of the chief negotiators from all the Trans-Pacific Partnership countries except the United States. The meeting has been called to discuss the future of the deal after President Trump's decision to withdraw. In Brazil on Tuesday, the Senate votes on President Michel Temer's landmark labor reform bill. It's the first major overhaul of Brazil's labor policy in 70 years. Critics say the plans will bring about more temporary work contracts and outsourcing. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for viewpoints around the world with myself and Lockwood Phillips.